Where should Europe go after more than half of Ireland's voters rejected the European Union treaty in a referendum last week? On Monday, European politicians had no answers. Meeting with fellow EU ministers Monday in Luxembourg, Foreign Minister Dimitri Rupel of Slovenia, which currently holds the rotating EU presidency, told reporters it is too early to talk about reviving what is known as the Lisbon Treaty.
It would be risky to say that we are going to bring the treaty back to life now at the moment when we are facing blockade, or how should I put it, this moment of truth. It's time for a little bit of thinking and analysis and listening.
Irish Foreign Minister Michael Martin was equally cautious, saying the Irish rejection of the charter must be taken into account.
We have to consult widely with our colleagues across Europe, and we have to seek a way forward in relation to what has happened. It is equally important to point out that there are consequences arising from the vote last Thursday. It has consequences for the Union itself and, of course, for the treaty and indeed for Ireland.
In theory, all 27 members of the European Union have to approve the new treaty for it to go into effect. The document paves the way for creating a full-time EU president and a more powerful foreign policy head. So far, 17 nations have approved the treaty, with only Ireland rejecting it by referendum. Now, Britain, France, and Germany are among those members pushing for the rest of the EU members to vote on the charter. If they approve the treaty, it may step up pressure on Ireland to hold a second vote. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, whose country takes over the EU presidency in July, met in Prague with government leaders of Slovakia, Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic to try to find a solution to the crisis. EU heads of state are also expected to address the matter during a summit Thursday and Friday in Brussels. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.